Those who have asked what the Eureka Police Department will do if federal immigration law enforcers come to town have gotten answers, but some questions haven't been directly addressed. A January 30th letter to the community, written by Eureka Police Chief Brian Stevens, diplomatically discusses the interface between local and federal law enforcers, with an accompanying FAQ document giving additional detail. The letter was read aloud at the February 3rd Eureka City Council meeting by City Manager Miles Slattery, who explained how it came about.
A couple of Saturdays ago, when the incident happened at Minneapolis, I received a call from the police chief. I really want to commend the chief for staying on top of this. When that happened, he was immediately understanding of what our community reaction would be and was working on a letter to the community, as well as some information to be released on how what EPD's role would be in ICE enforcement. So we had a citizen oversight on police practices meeting. A group called Indivisible came by. A lot of good community support for EPD, but at the same time, a lot of concerns. So I wanted to read the letter that the chief put out and give the community references on where they can go to find some of this information.
Stevens' letter mostly states the obvious, that city police will follow state and city laws, including sanctuary laws. Both the letter and an FAQ document are posted on the city's website. The FAQ document answers concerns expressed at last month's police oversight board meeting somewhat more directly. On the question of whether EPD can stop ICE from operating in Eureka, the answer is no. Eureka does not have, quote, legal authority to stop or block lawful federal activity, according to the FAQ. The FAQ also includes the question, what happens if a federal agent breaks the law within the city? The answer, quote, if any individual, including a federal agent, commits a criminal act under California law outside the scope of lawful authority, EPD would respond as it would in any other criminal investigation. The FAQ and Stevens' letter don't directly respond to what many of those who are concerned have asked, whether EPD will intervene or arrest federal agents if they assault those who are observing and recording their actions. Stevens' letter talks about protest activities, but does not mention observers or federal reactions to them. Council members, including Councilmember Scott Bauer, expressed appreciation for the chief's letter.
I think it was important to reach out to the community about what EPD is about, what we stand for, and it was super well written, and I appreciate Chief Stevens for putting it together, something that I hope makes the community feel comfortable about, you know, our law enforcement. They're not ICE. They're not the things that we're seeing on TV, and we appreciate them for that. They're here to protect us.
Saying she hears, quote, a lot of great feedback and appreciation for all that you guys do on a regular basis to keep people safe, Mayor Kim Burgell appreciates that the chief, quote, got right out in front of this and that you're willing to talk to people about this. Earlier in the meeting, during the council report segment, Burgell delivered a resolute statement on what has happened in Minneapolis.
I am sickened and heartbroken over what is happening in Minneapolis. Alex Preddy was an ICU nurse. His job was to save lives. When he saw a woman pushed to the ground, he did what any good person would do. He stepped up to help. For that, he was held down and shot. Many of us watched it happen, and we can't unsee it. I wish I could unsee it. I can't unsee it. What hurts almost as much as the killing itself is being told that what we saw wasn't real, that we should doubt our own eyes, that Alex Preddy was somehow a criminal who deserved what happened to him. I refuse to accept that. And I know I'm not alone. This is not about politics. This isn't about left or right. This is about right and wrong.
Vergel added, quote, "No one should be murdered in the street while people plead for it to stop." She concluded by quoting Martin Luther King Jr., who said, "Darkness cannot drive out darkness, only light can do that." Vergel asked the community to, quote, "Be the light right now. Let us take care of one another and let us refuse to accept that this is our America." In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.